really?
Yeah.
Are you as ready as JJ Yaley on that fucking restart?
Oh my. Of course.
You're that ready? Oh boy.
I am more than, well, no, I am exactly that ready.
I am scared for the listeners because they might get in a big crash now.
That's great.
Welcome back to the Racing Bros Podcast, everybody. Your host Zach and co-host Brian. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Can't complain. You know, just had a great night of sleep because we didn't record. So these we record on Tuesday usually. I posted them on Wednesday, but I got busy yesterday, so we had to wait a day, and luckily we waited a day because we have some news to break.
Couple things of news, yeah.
So, first, before we start off Michigan, we'll get into some news. So, if you haven't heard yet, Kurt Busch is not going to be racing this week at Richmond. I guess he did some like simulator work and stuff like that, and he wasn't 100% ready, so we will not see him in Richmond. I think pretty much he's going to stay out the rest of like regular season unless he has to like win at Daytona or something.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way he will come back during the regular season. So hopefully he's taking his time, getting all healed up, ready for a playoff run. Hopefully we see him back this season. Kurt, get healthy, man. But yeah.
Please, I really like you as a driver.
Yes. But then we have some other news. So the new driver of the 42 got announced today. The new driver in 2023 for Petty GMS will be Noah Gregson. So kind of
it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, we kind of speculated for weeks that Gregson would be the driver of the 42, and it was just confirmed today. I don't really have like too big of expectations for Gregson. I think he'll be around like 20th, 25th in points probably. I mean, he's gonna be better than Ty, but I think he's just he's just still gonna be a little bit off of Eric Jones. But I mean, he had some good runs so far on the Cowlick car. He hasn't put like totally the deal together, but I mean, Michigan, he was top five.
Yeah. So,
we'll see how he does in that car next year. It's a midfield car. Like, it has some competitiveness in it, as you see from Eric Jones and stuff like that. So we'll see how that meshes, but I say probably around 25th in points, a couple top fives, probably single digit top tens. We'll see. Hopefully there'll probably be some rookie mistakes as well, but you know, we'll see how it turns out.
Indeed.
And then now we get into Michigan. So Michigan, it was a race that happened that was delayed for a bit because we had some rain. Because NASCAR does these 3 p.m. starts when rain is about to come down. So, race was delayed a bit. But we actually got a race in fully.
Yeah.
So, you want to start us off, Brian, with what happened?
Sure. I mean, stage one's pretty short and simple. There was a comp caution, which there normally is anymore. And on the restart of that comp caution, the 15 car spins and wrecks the field pretty much.
Oh my god. So, yeah, literally the 15 stays out. Rick Ware car stays out for whatever reason. They put Yaley in a terrible spot. You're a slow car on old tires. You know you're going to get a crap start, and they're just like, yeah, go ahead. I mean, I know they're trying to, like, get up there and stuff like that, but it's just like, come on. There's no reason he should have been up there. They put him in a bad spot, and if you're a slow car like that, you just need to get out the way for a restart like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, they should... No. They should... Fucking, they shouldn't just get out the way if they're gonna be that slow on the start. And, yeah, he got ran over and literally just
killed the field.
Yeah, he got
into... There were about 9 cars involved?
Yeah,
if I remember that correctly.
I know Kyle Busch was killed. Yeah. Almirola.
Cindric was killed.
Cindric took a big hit.
Big beating, yeah.
Really big hit from Cindric.
I think, was Ricky the one that came in late?
Yeah.
He had, like, nowhere to go, and...
Yeah, so he got into the wreck as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hurt and...
Just a really huge wreck.
Yeah. One that probably shouldn't have happened, to be honest.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. And then it goes on to... Stage one winner, Christopher Bell.
Yeah, Christopher Bell. If we didn't say before, the Toyotas, super
amazing.
Fast. So they were super fast all weekend. Bubba got pole.
Yes.
But yeah, they were just dumb fast this weekend, them Toyotas. So they're the pre-race favorite, pretty much. But yeah. Now we move on to middle of green flag stops. Stage number two. So after that, we had Ross had 2 uncontrolled tires on his pit stop. Not 1, but 2.
Not only that, but his pit stop was slow on top of it.
Yeah, so he had a slow pit stop. Hang on, just 1 second. I gotta do something really quick. Alright, sorry about that, guys. I had to close my door because of my girlfriend's video game is super loud. Usually it's not that loud, but it was like screaming in my headphones, so I'm sure it came over. But yeah, what were we talking about? Stage 2, what happened?
Ross. Bad pit stop, 2 uncontrolled tires.
Gotcha. So, Ross had a bad pit stop, and then Cole Custer's left front catches on fire. That was weird to see. Just literally just burst on fire. Another fire. 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks.
So super weird to see. Just glad he was alright. He got out of there pretty quickly.
So yeah.
Good to see that.
They were very slow though with the fire team. I will say that. Kinda you see this guy on fire coming down pit lane, you're like, oh, we should put out the fire. And they were like, huh?
They're mostly... I would say they're mostly pretty good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they were really good with it when it was Chris Buescher
right.
that it happened to. I mean, they were like right on top of it, but this week they were just slow. It was weird.
Slow. You're going to be part of the AMR safety squad now, Brian?
I'm down.
But now we... Who won stage 2? Totally forgot. Totally blanked.
Denny Hamlin.
Oh, Hamlin.
Yeah.
He didn't get no DQ this week.
Yeah, right? So, also, the 16 had a bit of contact with somebody and spun, had heavy damage, and I believe ended up retiring from the race.
Oh, yeah. That was between Chase Briscoe. Chase Briscoe and...
oh, that's right. Yeah. Briscoe and
Gregson. Got in together. Just unfortunate. Gregson was having a really good run. Super good run. It was like top 5 in a calling car, which is pretty insane to see. But yeah. Unfortunate end to their day. Stage 2 winner was Denny Hamlin.
Yep.
And then we get on the stage 3, so we're just riding around waiting for the green flag stops. And then green flag stops happen. The track house cars went pitted. And so it was just the teammates of Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin up there. They come out, and Denny Hamlin and Christopher Bell get right behind them. eventually they begin, well, they get in front of him, and then Ross and Suarez is obviously faster on the fresh tires. Ross gets behind the 20, tries to move up high, and the 20 blocks Ross into the wall. Big damage for the 20, killed his day. Ross was stuck a lap down, so it was a super unfortunate timing. It was not Ross's fault at all. Christopher Bell just made a late block for whatever reason. Like, he knew that they're going to pit in a couple laps, and they still made that dumb block, so I really don't know why. No idea why.
Yeah, there was no point.
So, I was unfortunate to see Christopher Bell, one of the fast Toyotas, got out of the race early. So then we had another restart, and Harvick got out in the lead and just stayed up there. Just let the people fight amongst themselves. Bubba Wallace was up there late. He was up there in second, just couldn't get around Logano in time to catch Harvick. Harvick got a 4-second lead, and Harvick wins and locks himself into the playoffs. So, 15th different winner this year. It has happened, folks. It has happened. We now have 15 different winners. That means Martin Truex, fourth in a regular season standings, is out of the playoffs right now. He is 19 points behind Ryan Blaney, and he is currently out. So,
that's just crazy.
It has happened. What if we got another winner, and Harvick did? Harvick was fast. Like, it was not like he literally just like stayed out and just got lucky. No, like, legit, like, Harvick was pretty fast. Not a lot of people were talking him over the, like, weekend, because it was just Toyota's took 6 out of the first 11 starting spots, so Toyota was super fast. And, yeah, no one really looked at Harvick, but I guess they should have.
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of crazy to me, because I was like, you know, I mean, Harvick's had a pretty good year, I can't lie. Even without that win, he was still top 10, top 12 in points. Mm-hmm. Something around there. And at the end of that race, I mean, that last pit stop, they really fixed something in his car to bring him up to Toyota's. And then that restart happened, and he just took off.
Yep.
There was no looking back. The guy had a great day. Which then brings us to the snap of the winless streak.
65 races for Harvick. The snap. I mean,
his second longest winless streak in his career.
We knew it was only a matter of time before Harvick would win.
Oh, yeah.
And SHR has been faster the last couple weeks. And this is like Harvick's track, Michigan. So, I guess it shouldn't have been a huge shock, but it was still a pretty big shock for us seeing it.
Yeah, I kind of thought with Bubba being on the inside line with Logano, he was just going to get past him.
But no, it took him forever to get past him. And
yeah.
Just not enough time to catch Harvick, and Harvick took advantage of it and won. I mean,
yeah,
that's all you can really say. Good job, Harvick.
And yeah, absolutely. Good job, Harvick.
And now we go to... It's 3 more regular season races now after this.
Yeah.
Especially with the Blaney and Truex situation, because Blaney does not do well at Richmond, and Richmond is one of Martin Truex's tracks, so... Can possibly Truex win this weekend? They have 16 different winners, and Blaney's out. Then what happens?
Oof!
Oh my god, this is crazy.
This is
freaking crazy, man.
Like, that's something you kind of didn't expect this year, but like at the same time, you kind of called it at the beginning of the season. You're like, Well, I think there's going to be about 20 different winners. And we got close.
We're up to 15 already.
Yeah. And highest we can get is 18, but that's still a lot. You know?
Who knows?
Oh, man.
It's been a crazy year so far. And now it's just the final three races. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Richmond, the Glen, and then Daytona.
This is going to get even crazier.
You have so many people that are just outside peeking in that need a win. Like, I mean, Truex needs 19 points up on Blaney. He'll be in if there's not another winner. Then you have Eric Jones who could possibly get a win this year. Mm-hmm. Bubba Wallace who could possibly get a win this year. Chris Buescher's been running pretty well all year. He could get a win. You never know.
Right.
This is going well.
This is almost crazy town.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a wild final run to the playoffs. Oh my God, I'm excited.
For sure. It's almost as crazy as the fact that Kyle Busch still doesn't have a seat for next year.
Yeah. Who knows where he's going to be?
Well, colleague just entered the conversation.
All right. Yeah, we'll get into that right after we finish up.
Yeah.
So, we'll go in speculation and stuff like that, but...
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, just a crazy time to be a fan of somebody that's right on the edge of the playoffs or literally, like...
barely gripping.
Yeah. So, it's crazy to see all this, but it's what makes it fun, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we're going to rate Michigan. Brian, what would you rate Michigan?
All right. I gotta say, I don't care about the rain delay. I'm not gonna put that in my score at all this week. Mm-hmm. Because even with the rain delay, Michigan still put on an amazing race for us.
Right.
I mean, like, it was so fun to watch. So, I'm gonna put this simple. My rating's an 83.
83?
83.
So I'm probably gonna get really close to that score too. It's not gonna be an 83. I think objectively that was a really good Michigan race. Like,
yeah,
super underrated. A lot of storylines, passing. You can pass at Michigan. What? What year is this? 2010? Like, it's crazy. So Michigan, I might. Have to change the score at the end because I might be hyping it up too much, but I'm going to give this score an 88.
Wow.
I think it was a really good, underrated race. Lots of stuff happening, and just, like, I really enjoyed this race. Just wow. It was a great race, I think, overall, everything considered, and I think it's one we're going to think about a lot of the times at Michigan. It's going to be, I think, a Michigan classic, especially if this is Harvick's, I'm not saying for sure, but if this is Harvick's last win, I think this could go down as one of the best Michigan races in a while.
Yeah. I could see that for sure.
So.
Michigan, thank you for putting on a good show this year.
Yep, all the big tracks. That's why I'm kind of, like, pushing to go back to the Oval for Indy, because all the big tracks have produced really good racing.
Yeah.
That sucked in the past, and racing has sucked at Indy and the Oval for a while. And now with this new car, I want to see what happened.
I think it would be a pretty good race.
I think we can always try.
Yeah, we could go back to it at any point now.
Right. But that was Michigan. Great weekend. Just oh, and by the way, at Michigan, lots of fans there.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Shit ton of fans.
I forgot about that. There were so many fans.
I have not seen it. Like, I don't use, like, I do sometimes pay attention to, like, the crowd, like, obviously, because it's right there in your face. How couldn't you?
Yeah.
But it's not like I pay a lot of attention to the crowd. Like, I'm not like, oh, look at that crowd. Like, if it's, like, you know, a lot of people there, then I will. Or if it's, like, 10,000 people there, I'd be like, all right, this is a little small. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not like I take notes after every race. Like, the crowd size looks 74% full. No, I don't do that. Not in the business of doing that. But that place looked packed. Like, it looked like a sellout. I know it wasn't, but it looked like a freaking sellout on TV.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to find seats that were open.
Yeah, so that's good to see. The infield camping session, I guess, sold out as well. So that's really good to see as well. It's just good vibes right now around NASCAR. You might not agree with everything they do, like officiating. You might have some different opinions on the playoff system or whatever. But one thing they got right is mostly this car. It's what we've been saying all year. Like, this next-gen car, it's producing exciting racing on the bigger ovals. Short tracks, still got a bit of a problem with, but, I mean, the bigger ovals, the mile and a half, we're seeing a lot of exciting racing. It's not like it looks close and you're just like, oh, you know, that looks good. No, it actually is, like, good racing. So that's always good to see. And, yeah, and just super excited to see the rest of the year with this car, especially Homestead. I'm feeling like that would be a great race. Homestead's already a great track, and with a really great car, I can't see why it'd go wrong. But a couple things they gotta fix. The tires. Tires a little wonky still, with the getting flat immediately. The, like, flip procedure when they flip over these cars, little slow. But, you know, they fix a couple of these things, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
So we'll see what see how this car races at other tracks as well. But now we'll go into some speculation. Ooh, Racing Bros speculation. What are they gonna say? So, as you heard from multiple weeks about Kyle Busch, he still does not have a contract for next year. Which you'd be like, how the fuck does Kyle Busch not have a contract for next year? Well, he doesn't. So, just kind of like, you're kind of just like speculating what's going to happen. You know, we're not sure. Shit like that. But now we heard.
So, I mean, you have the biggest rumor, which I'll see if you say it, then we're on the same page, but I'll let you go ahead.
Was it about Kolig?
No, it was not about Kolig. It was about JGR.
What's the biggest rumor?
I don't think it's really a surprise to you, but it's kind of that Joe Gibbs has almost completely cut off contract talks with Kyle Busch, especially after this performance with Ty these past few weeks and how well he's been doing in an unexperienced, pretty much rookie at this point, in a cup car. Like, not in JGR equipment, but he's doing pretty well. And you never know. I mean, he might be brought up into that 18 car next year. Plus, he's a quarter of the price of what Kyle Busch would run you.
Oh, yeah. He is way less than what Kyle... Honestly, if we're looking at price-wise and talent, like, obviously Kyle Busch right now is a better driver than Ty Gibbs.
Right.
But if I'm Joe Gibbs, I'm taking Ty Gibbs right now.
I would too, yeah.
First of all, like you said, quarter of the price. You gotta assume Monster is gonna jump up
right
as well. That could fill in some of the remaining gaps, and then, you know, the other gaps, he could fucking put sports clips or interstate batteries and shit like that, like he normally does. So they can piece together sponsorship. Ty is also going to be super cheap compared to Kyle Busch. And, he'd just be super cheap to Kyle Busch. He brings Monster so that they can fill some of the gaps that Mars left. And plus, he's ready for the Cup Series. He's
showing that to us for sure.
He's literally showing that he can drive these next-gen cars. He had literally no time in the car before Pocono. Yeah. And then he has brought us three top 20s and like one top 10.
Yeah.
So
he has not had a full hour-long practice yet. So
He is literally like showing, oh, I'm ready for this. So I think they should just give. If I was Coach Gibbs right now,
see no reason.
Ty Gibbs would be in that 18 car.
Yeah, I see no reason to not do that.
I mean,
the kid's got talent.
It's also like these next gen. If he stays in Xfinity one more year, what is that helping him with?
Nothing.
Like,
it's holding him back, if anything.
He's just going to stay in another year with these cars where they're not the same, and he's going to be losing time to his competitors with his next-gen car.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring him up early? He's not going to be as good as Kyle. I'm not saying like he's out the gate going to be a championship fucking four threat. But
yeah, right.
I mean, you got to give him some seat time. Especially with these next-gen cars. And if you just waste another year in Xfinity because he's not ready yet, I just think that's stupid. Just bring him up now. Get through with the bad times, like the rookie mistakes and shit like that. And then, you know. I think he could be on the verge of a playoff driver. Like, if he went next
year. I think he would be a playoff driver, to be honest with you. And JGR equipment. I think he would be a playoff driver for sure.
Yeah, it could be totally.
Yeah, I think. Well, plus you got to think about it this way, right? So Kyle Busch was talking about taking a pay cut to stay with Joe Gibbs, which means Toyota would probably be a primary sponsor, like you were talking about before. Then you have whatever he can kind of bring in with him to the 18 car. Mm-hmm. But then, what you really have to worry about is how are you going to pay off the rest of that contract? Because you have Denny, Truex, and Bell all still in seats who are going to be awaiting contracts here shortly. Wow. So then you have to worry about four drivers. I think Kyle Busch is going to go elsewhere. Genuinely, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think right now he is. I don't see him coming back to the 18 car.
Yeah.
So
then, I mean, the question becomes too then, so Toyota obviously wants to keep Kyle Busch, especially because Kyle Busch Truck Series, you know, who does he go with? Because there's, what, three teams that are talking to him right now. SHR, Colleague, and Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs is pretty much out of the mix if Ty comes in. SHR probably is going to keep Almirola for another year because it looks like he's expecting to stay in Cup for at least another year. They're not going to get rid of Harvick. Harvick's probably going to want to stay for one more year as well. So then the question comes down to the 41 car. Is Cole Custer going to stay? I don't think he's good enough to be in the 41. So you put Kyle Busch in there, maybe for SHR, or he goes to Colleague. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens.
I wonder what Colleague is offering him.
Would they bring up the 16 cars full time instead of having Allmendinger run part?
I mean, yeah, for Kyle Busch, yeah.
Yeah. So they must be offering him, I mean, obviously the 16 full time.
I wonder if there's any ownership stake.
Yeah, or and like what sponsors come in too.
Well, Matt Colleague ton of money. That's his
job. Oh, yeah. I know that.
So he could... I would not be shocked if he could fully fund two cars by himself, to be honest.
Okay.
But it's just like... I wonder what colleagues offered him. Oh, but... Like, are they offering the money back to him? Like, or is he getting that big salary? Or is he possibly some ownership stake? Like...
Yeah.
I want to know like, what are they offering him? Like, are they even considering anything like that? Because if this is... If Colin gets him, that's a huge, huge fucking get for them. That changes right. their whole organization right there. If they get Kyle Busch. Because then you got to assume they get the Truck Series program as well. So then... Or they let Kyle just fully take over the Xfinity stuff. Like, they're like, hey, Kyle, you have full reign on the Xfinity stuff, and then plus we're going to pay you the amount of money you want as a cup driver. Like, I don't know.
So are you saying full reign of Xfinity as, like, he drives an Xfinity too, or just, like, he gets a say in what happens in Xfinity?
No, instead of colleague, like, colleague and Xfinity, like, they just change the team to Kyle Busch KBM, like, fucking colleague Busch Motorsports in fucking Xfinity or whatever, and he gets, like, full run of the Xfinity team, like, literally full run, like, he can call which drivers he's gonna get, stuff like that, and then he can bring them to the colleague development system and bring them up. He could do that.
I think if that is the offer that he's getting from Matt Colleague, I think that would be in his best interest. Because not only does he have a free seat for next year, mm-hmm. he has the possibility to bring up better drivers when he retires.
Right. So, yeah, after he retires or however long he drives, like, he can, or he's done with cup cars, then he can literally drop down to Xfinity and just drive with the rookies or whatever, like, his drivers, and see how the program is, what needs help, stuff like that. Like, he can become a full-on Xfinity owner.
Yeah.
And just get, you know, all the support from colleague, really, and can bring up talent and shit like that and worry about that stuff, like,
he could be his own TRD.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd have somebody go from trucks to Xfinity and then to cup, all through his development, basically.
Right. So, I don't know. I have no idea what they're offering him. So, that,
yeah.
I mean, that could be totally out there and stuff like that, but that could be true. We have no idea. Like, the kind of stuff that he's getting offered, so. I guess we'll just be just waiting and seeing, mostly.
It'll be pretty good.
It will be. It's definitely gonna be an interesting off season.
Yeah.
Everything going on. But now we gotta make our Richmond picks after that hot speculation.
Indeed.
So, Brian, who are you choosing for Richmond?
My pick this week was initially going to be Kurt Busch. And then we heard the news that he is not 100%, so he's not coming back this week. Mm-hmm. So, I originally was like, hey, if I can't get Kurt, I'm going to go Bubba. However, since I couldn't get Kurt, I want to get somebody who's looking pretty much at the playoffs like, if I don't win my next race, I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not technically true if Blaney crashes out or something and then he gets 19 points on him, but my driver is going to be Truex.
Okay.
Just because I think that both Blaney and Truex have the chance to get into the playoffs right now. Kind of sucks that two of the highest scorers this year are hardly sticking in here. Truex being out this week, obviously. after our next winner. But yeah, I think Truex can pull it off. And then dark horse is Austin Dillon, because I think he'll have a decent week this week.
So Brian took my pick, you fuck.
I apologize.
Nah, you're all good. So
blame it on Kurt not being healthy, man.
Freaking Kurt. Just
I mean, shrugged. I could take Ty. Actually, you know what? I take it back.
No, you take your pick. You're fine.
No. No. It has nothing to do with the fact that you were going to pick it.
No, it does.
It's just...
I'm not taking Truex then.
Okay, that's fine.
Even if you take it back.
Because I am already pretty much half your points. So you won the season, like, weeks ago.
Know that.
I actually am going to take Ty as my pick for this week, because I think those Toyotas are going to come back even stronger this week, which is a very hot statement.
Could. Definitely could. So, I'm going to pick... Well, I was going to pick Truex, but I'm not anymore, because screw Brian.
I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. I'm gonna say Kevin Harvick goes back to back.
Ooh,
them apples.
Okay.
So we're gonna get some Harvick back to back, baby.
How about that? Still a surprise to me that he won this season. I didn't think he could do it.
Oh, he's going back to back. He's on a hot streak now.
Heck yeah! Okay.
But then my second pick, it's gonna be. Dun, dun, dun. For the underdog pick, I'll pick Harrison Burton.
Okay.
I think he'll do decently well this week. I think he's maybe a top 20s in the cards, maybe like a 22nd or something. No, nothing flashy, but pretty solid for Harrison Burton from the year he's had, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
He had a very unfortunate week last week.
He
could have had a really decent run, and then that restart happened and just took him out pretty much the whole day.
Yep. He got involved in that restart, which is unfortunate. But thank you guys for another listen of this podcast. It's been fun. Brian, as always, thank you.
Thanks for having me, man.
No problem, man. Anytime, any place, anywhere. But we'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care.
Yep.